ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಟು ಅಸಿಮಿಲೇಟ್ ದ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್, the study of prakarana granthas is also very important, along with the study of Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads. Prakarana grantha study is also very important, because by studying prakarana granthas we get more clarity, insight about the Vedantic teaching. Therefore, first I congratulate those students who made that Viveka Chudamani classes successful and complete for a length of time, nearly 4 years. Because of those students' attendance only, I am able to complete that text, the Viveka Chudamani, one of the Prakarana Grantha. So therefore, this Sunday classes, we are going forward the next Prakarana Grantha called Saddarshanam. Saddarshanam. With this intention only, the Prakarana Grantha's texts we have to look into for our benefit of assimilation of Vedantic teaching. So therefore, I would like to make this point very clear. To get self-knowledge, to get Atma Jnanam, one has to study not only Bhagavad Gita, not only Upanishad, not only Prakarana Grantha. One has to study Prasthanatrayam, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita and Prakarana Grantha also. Therefore, let us start with our Prakarana Granthas, this study also, consistently, systematically, to get the benefits. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi belonged to Tamil Nadu only, and he lived in Thiruvannamalai. He lived up to 1956, he was alive. He wrote a text called Ulladu Narpadu, a Tamil version text, Prakarana Grantha. Ulladu means that which is the truth, that which is alone the truth. Narpadu means 40 verses. The truth which is alone in this form of 40 verses. Truths are not 40. The truth which I am going to give, we can put in 40 verses. So therefore it is called Ullad Narpad. And this text, which is Tamil, translated into Sanskrit by his disciple called Vasishta Ganapati Muni wrote this Ullad Narpad Tamil version into a Sanskrit version. It's a beautiful, chaste Sanskrit language. Vasishta Ganapati Muni is the author of Sanskrit version, translator of Sanskrit version from Tamil, that which is, the authorship was belonged to Ramana Maharshi, Tamil version. Even Ramana Maharshi wrote in Malayalam, some of the texts are in Malayalam also. They are telling Tamil, Malayalam I have not gone through, but very famous, very popular works he has given to the society. Darshanam means jnanam. Darshanam means jnanam or knowledge. So knowledge of the truth, that is the meaning. And one more important point, Paramarthananda Swamiji mentioned very, very important. I would like to share that what Swamiji said about Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Many of his followers will not accept him as a traditional acharya. Sampradaya Guru. He is not a Sampradaya Guru according to his followers. Many of them. Sampradaya Acharya means who came from Sampradaya based on Vedic teaching. And they approach Ramana Maharshi looking at him as a different separate philosopher. A unique separate philosopher. He never belonged to a traditional parampara or acharyas. And they want to focus in this vision and they want to start a cult. Ramana Maharshi cult. Very, very unfortunate thing that which should not happen in our culture. So every Vedantic student must be very careful. He is not an ordinary philosopher, he is a great Mahatma and a traditional acharya. By seeing his works, we can understand how much base, how much depth there is, the Vedic base is there, Vedic teaching is there in his works. That shows he is not an ordinary philosopher. He is well versed in Shastra. We do not know who is his guru. Maybe that guru, without propagating his name, he might have given some hint for him because of his Pura Janma Sukruta, just like that he has grasped either in this Janma or previous Janma. We do not know his guru directly, a person or a name, but by seeing his knowledge in Vedas shows his well studied in Vedas. Therefore, he is a traditional acharya. Swamiji pointed out this very, very important. We also should know about this. Then, another clue also we can get. How can we look at his texts as Prakarana Granthas? What is the norm? A text can be called as Prakarana Grantha. What is the norm? There is a norm for that. There is a principle for that. If we look into his books, like Upadesha Saram is a masterpiece. And Who Am I? Naan Yaar. All these works, if you look into that, he follows the methodology, traditional methodology. What do you mean by traditional acharya? What do you mean by traditional acharya? The one who follows the methodology of the tradition is called traditional acharya. Methodology of the tradition. The tradition follows one method. That method we can see in his works. That is the proof we can say his works are based on Vedas. So, this is the second reason. This Upadesha Saram I have already taken in Mylapore long ago. And now we are looking into another text of Ramana Maharshi, that is Saddarshanam. That norms are the traditional teaching. There are three methods. That method we can put in one name, method we can call, but three factors. Number one is Shruti based. A Grantha can be called as Prakarana Grantha when it is based on Shruti, means Veda or Upanishad. This is number one. Number two is Yukti. Yukti means logic. Yukti means logic. A grantha which is based on yukti also or logic also is called prakarana grantha. Number 3 is anubhava. Anubhava, experience. Our own experience is also come under one of the method of traditional teaching. Shruti, yukti, anubhava. 3 are very very important. We can find all these 3 in Ramana Bhagavan's works. Therefore, we can call those works as Prakarana Grantha. Anubhava means, Shruti means Veda, Yukti means logic. Because of this, this is the reason. Reasoning, we are giving reasoning. Anubhava means, our Jagrat Anubhava, waking state, whatever we experience, the teaching is based on that anubhava. And Swapna Anubhava, that experience based on our own dream. And Sushupti Anubhava, the experience based on our own sleep. Avastha Trayam. So Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, Avastha, Anubhava. If the teaching is based on these 3 anubhavas, it is also a method of, a traditional method. So, Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava. So, this is called a traditional way of teaching, method of teaching. These are the 3 factors or norms for traditional teaching. First, we should know whether we are studying under a traditional acharya or not. How do you know? What is a traditional acharya? What is teaching and that too traditional teaching, that the importance of traditional teaching and learning also. Everybody is teaching, no? Many teachers are there, they are all teaching. All are teachers only. That's why we do not know unless the guru says clearly what is the traditional way of learning, what is the traditional way of teaching, that is called sampradaya. Sangeeta Sampradaya, Nritya Sampradaya, Sampradaya, it is inherited, coming from the lineage. And the tradition, that is the Vedanta, tradition, Sampradaya, that which comes from the teachers. That's why Narayanam, Padmabhuvam, Vasishtam, Shaktincha, Tatputra, Parasharancha, is coming until now. So, this must be very clear, we have to remember all the time. Why we should not go to all teachers, why we have to approach only traditional teachers, then only you will get clarity in Vedic study. Why we have to talk all these factors of Sampradaya methodology? To get full benefit of Shastra, to looking at the truth properly, paramarthataha. In its absolute sense, I have to look at it. That means my teacher should teach in such a manner so that I can get correct knowledge, right knowledge, without any error. Otherwise, we will end up somewhere, instead of truth, another error we will commit. By that time, 30 years, 40 years over. Starting after 40, 50 years, then 30 years wrong study. Where is the question of moksha, self-knowledge? How difficult you see? That's it, to get a traditional acharya, studying under a traditional acharya is a puro janma punya. Because until you come to a traditional acharya, we do not know who is a traditional acharya. Therefore, we have to surrender to our puro janma punya. Therefore, then, these threefold factors are there, it is called Prakarana Grantha. Now, Ramana Bhagavan, Ramana Maharshi has got his own unique style of presenting. Very, very, very sharp and crisp, his shlokas. And suppose we want to enjoy his style, no? From a deep also subject. Very difficult to understand Ramana Maharshi's text. Because this has got very much a deep meaning. If we don't have the style of the sampradaya tradition, you cannot understand the Ramana Bhagavan's application, how, why he is, what way he is giving, we cannot understand. Therefore, we must have that sampradaya. Then only generally we don't start Ramana Bhagavan, we never touch Ramana Bhagavan's book for beginners. Little bit advanced students only can understand Ramana Maharshi's works. If you go to the text, you can understand. Therefore, because of we have completed already Viveka Chudamani for a length of time, 4 years, so you are ready to grasp that teaching of Ramana Maharshi. I will also try my best. Teacher's job is also not easy, it is tough. To touch his book also, I have a lot of fear also. So it is not easy to handle his works. So I will also try my best. Now, next question is, what do you mean by traditional teaching? I gave Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava, then it is called as Prakarana Grandha, I said. Then further, if you see, what is that traditional teaching, little bit elaborate, we will go. Then you can understand very easily. The traditional acharyas bring the teaching of Vedas. First they present the whole universe facing the problem because of Dvaita Bhavana. Because of Dvaita Bhavana, duality. Samsara means duality. All human problems because of, you can put boldly, because of duality, dvaitam. Dvaita means two. Two or more than two also. Dvaita bhavana or dvaita drishti or dualistic mind, duality, attitude. The attitude towards the whole world, towards himself or herself, this is a dvaita bhavana. This is the cause for all human problems. This human problem alone is called samsara. In one word, samsara. Samyak sarati iti samsaraha. Sruna, that which moves from janma to janma. Mrityu, janana, marana, janana, marana, janana, marana. One body to another body, one body to another body is called samsara. Struggling only because of dvaita drishti. What are all there in this dvaita drishti? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Swami, enakku dvaitam duality irukkenu eppadi theriyum? I am looking at the world with a dualistic mind, dvaita buddhi or dvaita bhavana I am having. How do I know? What is the parameter? I am having dvaita bhavana or dvaita buddhi. Shastra says, naan solren, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Engenge bhayam irukumo, ange ella dvaita buddhi irukken artham. Bhayam, fear, insecurity. Insecurity, fear, wherever there is fear, there is dvaita buddhi. That means what? Now we have to, nobody wants to live with fear, no? Are you happy when you are under fear? Nobody is happy. It is unnatural for us. Dhairyama irukkaradhuk virumbo, bhayama irukkaradhuk virumba matom. We don't like, it is unnatural. But we love to be courageous, but successfully we are under fear, under insecurity. But we do not know this fear is because of dvaita bhavana. That is the tragedy. We do not know, for this limitation, for this inferiority complex or insecurity, bhayamsiki karanam, in the dvaita buddhiyani namakku theriyade. Adhukku dhaan shastram, adhukku dhaan guru. Unakku bhayam irukka, insecurity irukka, problems you are facing. Because of dvaita buddhi. Dvaita means what? Now, next question. Dvaita buddhi is the samsara karanam. Samsara is nothing but fear, limitation, insecurity. Then what is the solution? Advaita buddhi. Dvaitatik opposite advaitam, non-dual. Advaita jnanam alone is the solution. Ignorance of advaitam or non-dual nature alone is the cause for our all limitations, insecurity, bhayam. Knowledge of that non-dual entity, the truth alone is the solution to come out of limitation, fear, insecurity. Are you interested to come out of fear? Come on, study Shastra. Are you interested to come out of limitation? Ready. You are ready. Teacher is also ready to teach Shastra. The traditional method. Are you interested in to be free from insecurity? I don't want to live in insecurity. I want to be secure. So many things we are securing and becoming our insecurity double, square. Insecurity plus insecurity, insecurity square, and struggling for another security, that is also insecure. Immature person, uninformed person, struggle whole life like this. Holding on to one insecurity to another insecurity. An informed person, mature person, come to Shastra. Now I want to put an end to this fear. I want to put an end to this insecurity. I want to put an end to this limitation. No more place for these three. Satsang. That is called enquiry. Enquiry into one's own nature. Now you see, traditional method of teaching is this. Presenting the samsara problem, dvaita buddhi is the cause, advaita jnanam alone is the solution. Therefore, understand. Get knowledge. Now, we look into this dvaitam. What is this dvaitam at all? Giving problem. Let us analyze. It is a vichara. Vichara means, enna vichara? Enquiry. Enquiry into three things. Dvaitam is because of three. First, I am first person, Uttama Purushaha, Aham. Then world, which I am interacting all the time, confronting in front of me, threatening me, exploiting me, so many ways. The whole world, Jagat, is the second. That objective world, I the subject, Aham. This is called Swampada Vichara. Then the objective world, second one. That is Jagat Vichara. Enquiry into this whole creation. I myself here, subject, and that world, objective world, I and that world, between me, there is one more person. Who is the cause for this? Who is the cause for this subject and object world? Why I have to face these problems in the world? Why I have to face this body at all? Who is that? Panditar, Ishvara. Ishvara is the third entity. Now you see, Aham, Jivaha, the subject, Jagat, objective world, and the creator of this both is Ishvara. Mood has changed. What is Dvaitam? I the Jiva, Naam, Ulaham, and in the Rundundundiki cause, Srishtikarta, Ishvara. Mood is the Dvaitam. If I see myself as subject separately and I see the world object as object separately and I see the Ishvara located in some place, either Vaikuntha or Kailasa, another entity separate, it is called Dvaita Buddhi. This is called a dualistic approach. Dvaita Buddhi. So I have to knock off this Dvaita Buddhi. To knock off this Dvaita Buddhi, in the mood, you want to I have to make all these three into one. How to convert? Who will convert? Who can convert? How is it difficult? No? Veda is the solution. Shastra teaching helps us to see the oneness of these three. Really speaking, these three are not three, they are one. Here, our scriptures come and help us. What you are seeing as three, the subject, object, and he. Third person, he. Aham Uttama Purusha. You come under the world, object. I, you, and he. Ella moon person vanda cha. First person, second person, third person. In the moon person iranda dvaitanda. First person, second person, Uttama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Pradhama Purusha. Bhagavan is Pradhama Purusha. Namma Uttama Purusha. Namma illa Uttama Vanda. So when I look at the world, is second person. It, he, she, in Sulramaliya. You and everything. Objective world. How to make all these three one? It's not so easy. It requires a lot of time to understand, to study. A time consuming process. Just like a flash, you cannot bring any. Ella enna swamin onnu ella moodu serthu oru edathila pottita vanda. அவளைய ஈஸியா போட முடியாது. இந்த அகங்காரம் என்கொயரி, அகம் அகம் நான் யார், ஹூ ஆம் ஐ. ரமண பகவான் கிவ்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ, க்வெஸ்சன் ஆன்சர். சம்படி ஆஸ்க் க்வெஸ்சன், ஹி ஆன்சர் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ. அதுதான் என்கொயரி இன்டு அகங்காரா, ஃப்ரம் பத விசாரா. நவ் ஹி சீ ஹவ் இஸ் கோயிங் மெத்தாடிக்கலி இஸ் டீச்சிங். அந்த ஹூயாமை, ஹூயாமைன்னு புக் எல்லாம் படிக்கிறான். அந்த ஹூயாமைங்கிறது சொம்பத விசாரம் நிறைய பேருக்கு தெரியாது. நவ் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹிஸ் டீச்சிங் இஸ் ட்ரெடிஷனல் ஆர் நாட். ட்ரெடிஷனல் டீச்சிங் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் வேதிக் டீச்சிங். திஸ் ஹூயாமை புக், இட் இஸ் எவ்ரிடே மை பாராயணம் புக் ஃப்ரம் மை டீன் ஏஜ். எவ்ரிடே பாராயணம். ஸோ ஐ எம் வெரி மச் ஃபேசினேட்டட் பை திஸ் ரமண பகவான்ஸ் புக். You know, three levels, that's an incidental point, okay? For Karma Yoga, I was very fascinated by Swami Vivekananda. When I was very young, Swami Vivekananda's works, after reading that, I took up that Karma Yoga. I do not know that is a Karma Yoga. But he helped me, his teachings helped me to enter into Karma Yoga field. So Swami Vivekananda is the first person. Then second, Swami Sivananda of Divine Life Society, because of his works, I entered into Ashtanga Yoga. I was very much fascinated by that Sivananda works. Helped me tremendously. Because without mentioning them, I cannot resist myself now today. Even though it is my personal, I want to remember them, how much they helped me. Swami Sivananda books about yoga. Then this Jnana Yoga part, Ramana Bhagavan. After studying all these things only I came to Shastra. Thorough study of Shastra. Fortunately, all those three Mahatmas, through their writings, helped me to come to traditional teaching. Therefore, every time I remember them, how their teachings help us in a way, we have to understand. So now we have to look into this ahankara, tvam pada vichara time. What is the adhishtanam of this tvam? That we have to look into. So what is the final conclusion? Dvaitat samsaraha. Dvaitat samsaraha. Advaitat mokshaha. தத்ர கோமோஹ கஷோகஹ ஏகத்ர மனுபஷ்யதி. தத்ர, இன் தட் நாலேஜ் வேர் யூ சீ ஏகத்ரம் அனுபஷ்யதி. ஏகத்ர அனுபஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் வென் யூ சீ த வேர்ல்ட், த சப்ஜெக்ட், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் ஈஸ்வரா ஆஸ் ஒன். கோமோஹ கஷோகஹ, வேர் இஸ் டெல்யூஷன், வேர் இஸ் சாரோ. தெர் இஸ் நோ சாரோ, தெர் இஸ் நோ டெல்யூஷன். ஸோ அவர் சாரோக்கு காரணம் என்னன்னு, ஏகத்ர தரிசனம் இது நாடுவே, பகுதரிசனம். So to go deep into this text, we have to spend quality time. It's a special note. Okay. It's not so easy. Understanding dvaitadhi samsaraha. Samsara is because of advaita jnanam. Advaita ajnanam. Advaita ajnanam will go away by studying scriptures. Adella nalla iruka. How much time I am going to spend? Am I ready to give some time, quality time to study? If I am really interested, a mature person is one, he gives time for this. I am giving time for so many things in the world. Why not 1 hour per week at least, 3 hours? Suppose 3, Gita, Upanishad, Prakarana Granda. 3 hours per week. 3 hours I cannot spend one weekly, 3 hours. If we question really, weekly, 3 hours. Hey, வாரத்துக்கு ஒரு நாள் தானே பகவத்கீதை, வாரத்துக்கு ஒரு நாள் தானே உபனிஷத்து, வாரத்துக்கு ஒரு நாள் பிரகரண கிரந்த. சப்போஸ் ஒரு நாளுக்கு 24 hours. ஓகே, 1 week 724 hours. இமேஜின், யூ கால்குலேட் பண்ணுங்க. ஒரு 1 week ஒரு 3 hours நம்ம கொடுக்கல என்ன, 24 × 7 மல்டிப்ளை, ஹவு மெனி அவர்ஸ் வி ஆர் கெட்டிங்? அத்தனை நேரத்துக்கு ஒரு 3 மணி நேரம் நான் ஸ்பெண்ட் பண்ணலன்னா என்ன முட்டாள்தனம் வந்து பாருங்க. How much deluded I am. From my path as a student, I am so complacent. Not you, I am telling other people. You are all sincere students, I know that. I am talking about the people. How unfortunate. கணக்கு வந்தது எப்போ, 24 hours, 7 days, ஒரு 3 hours. That means what? Why they are not giving time? Time இல்லாதனால இல்லை. They do not know the importance of the study of scripture. That is alone the meaning. They do not know the seriousness of the study. The importance, the significance, they do not realize. Once the person realizes, they will be committed to Shastra study. No doubt. Shastra study is the primary. In the 3 mani neram primary, all others are secondary. Appoda in the dvaita buddhi pohum. அப்போதான் இந்த சம்சாரம் ப்ராப்ளம் போகும். இதுதான் உண்மை. Therefore, now this division is because of I, subject, the world, object and Ishvara, Trayam. Jagat, Jeeva, Ishvara, Trayam. In the division வந்து each one is depending on the other. There is no Jagat without individual. There is no individual without Jagat. There is no Ishvara without Jagat. There is no Jagat without Ishvara. There is no Jagat without individual. Therefore, three are interdependent. Three are interdependent. They cannot exist independently. This is the point we have to note. Now, we may get doubt immediately. This Ishvara, who is located? We have given location, no? We have given location to him, who is located, is finite as Jeeva is. We are finite. We are in Tamil Nadu. Okay. We are also limited in one area. And we are limiting the Bhagavan also in one area. Localizing the Bhagavan. Appo, nanu finite, avaru finite. Adhanal, and the finite Bhagavan worship panni, இன்ஃபினிட் அடைய முடியாது. அந்த ஃபைனைட் பகவான்ல என்ட்ரி ஆகி அந்த இன்ஃபினிட் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பகவான் புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். அதுக்குதான் சாஸ்திர ஸ்டடி. ஹவர் மச் யூ வர்ஷிப், ஹவர் மச் பூஜா உபாசனா யூ டூ, இட் வில் நாட் ரிமூவ் யுவர் லிமிடேஷன், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி, ஃபியர். ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு டி லோக்கலைஸ் பகவான். அந்த லோக்கலைசேஷன் எடுத்துடணும் பகவானுக்கு, அப்போதான் இன்ஃபினிட் ஆக முடியும். அப்போ அந்த லோக்கலைசேஷன் ஆஃப் பகவான் எடுத்துடணும்னா வாட் இஸ் த மெத்தட்? அதுக்கு சாஸ்திர கிவ்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ், மெனி மெனி எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ். திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல், த சப்ஜெக்ட், த ஜெகத் அண்ட் த ஈஸ்வரா, இந்த மூணுக்குமே இந்த ஃபார் தீஸ் த்ரீ த அதிஷ்டானம் இஸ் ஒன். த அதிஷ்டானம் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன் ஃபார் த்ரீ ஆஃப் தெம். த பேஸ் இஸ் ஒன். all three of them are standing on one same platform. On the same stage, all these three are there. Jeeva, Ishvara and Jagat. But that is why we have interaction full. You know, we are interacting with the world. இது இந்த அந்த ஸ்டேஜ் அந்த சப்ஸ்ட்ரேட்டம் அதிஷ்டானம் அது ஒன்று பக்கம் இருக்கு. காலையில் மார்னிங் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் வாட் வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸிங் ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட், மை ஹஸ்பண்ட், சில்ட்ரன், ஃபேமிலி, ஆல் மெம்பர்ஸ் கம் அண்டர் வேர்ல்ட். அவர் பக்கம் ஒரு உட்கார்ந்துருக்கார் பகவான், ஒரு முறையில் வீட்டில் அவரு நானும் உலகம். இந்த மூணு மிடில்ல என்னென்னமோ நடக்கிறது. தட் அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் அகங்காரா இஸ் சத் principle. Adhisthanam of the subject is Sat, existence principle. The Adhisthanam of the Jagat is Sat principle, existent principle. The Adhisthanam, the substratum, the source, the base of Ishvara also is Sat principle. Sat, existence alartham. In the moodukume, in the Satsuga existence. அதனுடைய தரிசனம் ஞானம் தான் சத்தர்சனம். இந்த மூடு ஜீவ ஜெகத் ஈஸ்வரா ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ தேர் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் த சோர்ஸ் இஸ் சத் பிரின்சிபல். பேஸ்ட் ஆன் சத் ஒன்லி ஜீவா இஸ் எ நேம், இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஐ இஸ் எ நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம். ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாம ரூபா. And Ishvara is also another nama rupa. Neela megha shyama, another nama rupa. So, I have nama rupa, Jagat have nama rupa. Nama rupa anna name and form. Name and form here at the subjective level, at the object level name and form, at the Ishvara level name and form. All these name and forms, all of them are supported by the Sat. எப்படி அண்ண, ஒரு கோல்டு, ஒரு செயின், பேங்கிள், ரிங், ஆல் ஆர் தேர். செயின் இஸ் ஆல்சோ டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் வாட் இஸ் த சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், த சோர்ஸ், பேஸ் ஆஃப் த செயின், கோல்டு. அண்ட் பேங்கிள் இட்ஸ் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் வாட், கோல்டு. ரிங் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் வாட், கோல்டு. பட் ரிங் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த செயின் ஃபார்ம். Chain form is different from the bangle form. Bangle form is different from the ring form. Names are different, forms are different. But what is Satta? Gold. Next point, all these names are really there or only for transaction purpose? Transaction purpose. When I am giving ring also, I am giving what? Gold only. When I am giving bangle also, I am giving gold only. When I am giving chain also, gold only. There is no chain other than gold. There is no ring other than, there is no bangle other than. So this nama rupa is a temporary yavahara nama rupa. Gold is the satta. That is why Tyagaraja sang, dvaitamu sukhama அத்வைதமு சுகமா. பாட பாடிண்டே இருக்கும், துவைதத்தில் இருக்கும். என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? சத்தா மாத்திரமா சால நம்பித்தீன். ஐ டிபெண்ட் ஆன் சத்தா. தட் சத்தா மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல். கோல்ட் ஈஸ், செயின் ஈஸ், பேங்கிள் ஈஸ், ஈஸ்வரா ஈஸ், ஜீவா ஈஸ், வேர்ல்ட் ஈஸ். தட் ஈஸ்னஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சத்தா. Understanding the Satta is called Saddarshanam. Nama Rupa are just temporary, Namke Vasti. They are not real. Okay, after understanding, now Jiva is Satta. Existence, Satta, principle. It is a Nama Rupa. My name, my form is a Nama Rupa. Your name and your form is Nama Rupa. So therefore you say, I am. I am, kappara enna solrama adellame? Roles. That's why 1 hour, 3 hours per week, roll your all roles, keep outside along with your chappal, come to class. Swamini, then how can you do vyavahara? You can happily do vyavahara, nothing wrong. After knowing it is a goal, are you wearing or not? You are not wearing chain as no ring, ring as a chain. You are not wearing. You know very well it is a gold, but happily you wear ring as ring, bangle as bangle, chain as chain. Nothing wrong. Happily you are doing, no? Similarly, after knowing my real nature is Sat principle, Ishvara nature is Sat principle, Jagat nature is Sat principle, substratum for all these three is Sat, one alone. Therefore, I, this Namarupa, is a temporary. The whole world, my son, daughter, wife, mother, father, all are essentially what? Sat. Ishvara, Sat. இப்ப எல்லாமே ஒன்னாச்சா இல்லையா? அத்வைத்தம் வந்ததா இல்லையா? அத்வைத்தம் என்ன? துவைத்தம் இல்லாதது அத்வைத்தம். எங்க ரெண்டு கிடையாது மூணு கிடையாது அது அத்வைத்தம், நான் டுவல். இப்படி சத்துல எத்தனை சத்து இருக்க? ஒரே சத்து. கோல்டுல எத்தனை கோல்டு இருக்கு? பத்து போட்டாலும் பன்னெண்டு போட்டாலும் இத்தனை போட்டாலும் எல்லாமே ஒரே கோல்டு தான். அது மாதிரி வாட் இஸ் த intertwined in all of us, Sat. All of us put together, Jagat. Individually, I am Ahankara, Jiva. But all of us put together, Jagat. In the Jagat, our included. In the Jagat, Vaikuntha irukka illaya? Kailasam irukka illaya? Avar anga ukkarndu irukkar enna? Avarude Sat enna? Idhe Sat da. Existence. So, all three in one. 3-in-1 டேப் ரிகார்டர் மட்டுமே இல்ல, இதெல்லாம் காப்பி பண்ணிட்டாங்க இந்த வேதாந்தத்துல இருந்து. தே ஹவ் காப்பி. புரியுறதா? தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சத் தரிசனம். தரிசனம் மீன்ஸ் நாலேஜ். நாலேஜ் அபவுட் த சத், வாட் இஸ் த ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தீஸ் த்ரீ. அண்டில் நவ் ஐ எம் சீயிங் தெம் ஆஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், தே ஆர் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஆல் ஆர் my own nature, existence, Sat. That's why the existence is not the property of the body, product of the body, or part of the body. Existence, easiness always continue, whether body is available or not, object is available or not, it is always available. Book is, clip is, desk is, fan is, light is, photo is, this easiness is same. Whatever is the name we are telling is different, but the easiness, there is no change. Therefore, it pervades beyond the body and survives even after the fall of the body. But that existence, Sat, you cannot understand without object. Without object, you cannot understand. How can I understand? No, with object only I can understand that. Without screen, can you see the movie? You cannot see the movie without screen. Similarly, that Sat to manifest, you require an object. This is the object. Body is the object. In the subject and object item. In the body is the object. To say, I am available in this body. I exist. Where? In this body. Desk exists. Mic exists. Book exists. Fan exists. And the is. Irppudal. And the irkkara tanmai irppudal angiradu da Bhagavan. Satyam unna. Bhagavan illa. Unmai. Truth. That alone is the truth. This understanding is called சத்தர்ஷன். ஓவர் டீச்சிங். ஆனா அவர் என்ன சொல்றாரு பார்க்கணுமே, பகவான் ரமண மகர்ஷி எல்லாம் அவர் எட்லி 40 வருஷஸ்ல ஹி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷஸ் ஹோல் துவைத்தம் இன்டு சிங்கிள் ஒன் அத்வைத்தம். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரம்மன். தட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அலோன் இஸ் தேர், இட் வாஸ், இட் இஸ், இட் எவர் வில் பி. தேர் இஸ் நோ டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஃபார் தட். Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Na sato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha. So there is no destruction for this Sat. Therefore, that is exist. That is my real nature. That existence alone is called consciousness. Consciousness, Chaitanyam. You cannot transact with this existence and consciousness without medium. So these mediums are incidental, but what is original? Existence, Sat and Chit. If you know this, that is called Ananda. Sat is Ananda, Chit is Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda Swarupam. That is Substratum, that I am. But who are these, use this body and my just instrument, I use this body. Puriyada nenikkire. So with this background, we will enter into the proper text from the next class. One more word from Chandogya. In the Saptaki, what is the Pramanam? Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam. Shvetaketu, understand, Guru says, Uddalaka says, hey Shvetaketu, Sadeva Saumya, hey Saumya, Sadeva Asit, Sat alone was there. Iram agrena, beginning of the creation. Ekam eva, the Sat is only one. Advitiyam. In 6th chapter of Chandogya, we are going to enter into that. We'll see elaborately Sat, about the Sat. That is called it is Sadvidya. And the Sat, the, you know, this one, Ramana Bhagavan is going to deal with that topic. One more word. Advaita Abheda Vastu Jnanam alone is called Saddarshanam. Advaita Abheda Vastu Jnanam. Advaita means non-dual entity. The knowledge about the non-dual entity alone is called Saddarshanam. Therefore, Lord name is called Adhokshajaha. Adhokshajaha means Akshajaha means the Pratyaksha Jnanam. Pratyaksha Jnanam. Adhaha means transcending. One who transcends to the perception. That's why you cannot see Bhagavan with your eyes. Even if you see also, it is the lower nature of Ishvara. You want to see higher nature or lower nature? Higher nature is not the same. Pakra is lower nature. Okay, what do you do? Study Saddarshanam. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om.